This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
Well, nevertheless, in some other news this morning, also highway takeovers have been hogging the headlines. And at this point, it's not clear what would be the total debt that the government would have to assume or guarantee in order to complete the takeovers, because it will be constrained by its fiscal position. We spoke about the possibility of Malaysia being dropped from the WGBI. To stay in the index, Malaysia does need to maintain a minimum credit rating of A- by S&P and A3 by Moody's. So fiscal discipline here would be pretty key. And so the update on the highways is that a high-level meeting of government officials regarding the highway concession plans is due to take place tomorrow.
That's right. The government has hired KPMG as a consultant on the matter. Sources told The Edge that the KPMG report highlighted that the Malaysian Highway Authority, or MHA, may end up operating the highways.
This is if the government ends up buying the highways right now. The dreaded word expropriation comes into play.
The N word, nationalization.
We don't know the details. However, KPMG questions the capability of MHA to operate and maintain these highways. This is because MHA has a high liability base of as much as 2 billion ringgit, whilst its asset base is 1.8 billion ringgit at best. And most of MHA's liabilities are long-term, while assets are current.
And other proposals also being considered right now is the buyback of 4 toll concessioners owned by Gamuda. But also just last week, some sources told the New Straits Times that of a proposal which could see the government taking over 15 highways, including Plus's North-South Expressway, that could cost the government about 43 billion ringgit. And a few months ago, also saw Maju Holdings and its stakeholder Tan Sri Abu Said Mohammed revising his proposal in order to take over Plus Malaysia.
That's right. And it's not just the highways in Klang Valley, but the Penang state government also hopes to gain about 10 billion ringgit in funding for its Penang Transport Master Plan through the 12 Malaysian Plan, which will be tabled sometime in the third quarter next year.
Now, Chief Minister Chow Kong Yao has sent a letter to the federal government requesting 10 billion ringgit funding for his PTMP. The master plan is supposed to consist of highways, light rail transit, and of course the Penang South Reclamation. Total cost was supposed to be 46 billion ringgit, and he's seeking funding for the Pan Island Link 1 and the LRT components.
Yeah, so the Pan Island Link 1 is estimated to cost about 7.5 billion ringgit, while the price tag on the LRT is about 8 billion ringgit. And at present, the Bayan Lepas LRT has received conditional approval from the Transport Ministry. However, the state government will still be needing a final approval after receiving and collating feedback from the public display session that's going to be running for 3 months until November. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.